President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this September the 28th on the West Coast, now September the 29th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome all those listening in also on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, and I'm going to go right ahead, I think, first and bring on tonight's guest. I've got a couple of news items that I would like to share with you. And this being rather last-minute stuff, got to verify it a little bit, but it certainly warrants what's going on. Tonight's guest is a polymer chemist. Let me start over. Tonight's guest is a polymer chemist, and he's been a writer about issues regarding chemtrails, of which he is a chemtrail opposition researcher, and frequent guest on many radio shows across the country, not just this show, but I'm fortunate to have him as a friend. As a colleague and our guest tonight on Evident Footprints, Dr. Michael Castle. Dr. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon to you, Don, and your listeners. It's great to be aboard.
Good afternoon.
Well, wherever you are, it could be afternoon.
Yeah, I guess good morning, good evening, good night.
Good morning, good evening, yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It just hit me kind of funny. I missed the whole night and the whole morning there. It just flew by.
Well, if somebody listening to this now thinks it's a rebroadcast, maybe.
Well, in some parts of the world, it's true. It is afternoon right now. So to you folks who are experiencing the afternoon, we must bid you a wonderful afternoon. So, a couple of breaking stories here, Mike, before we go into our planned topic. And I think this is actually going to be something, anyway, that is important in terms of what's going on. First of all, I heard this message on the radio and over a period of a day or so. Former President Jimmy Carter was hospitalized in Cleveland, Ohio, for an unknown health issue. According to Jackie Mayo, the public information officer for Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, that was the email. I would guess they either flew him, probably life flight, to the Cleveland Clinic or University Hospital. Now, if his credit was bad, he would be going to Metro. But don't know what the issue is, but I find the timing rather conspicuous. Anyway.
Didn't they stop serving peanuts on domestic flights?
They did, and I don't know if he had anything to do with that, but they did. On a more, and that is a serious note. We're being a little bit light here.
Well, that's the first thing I thought about when I seen the story on the news. I'm thinking, well, maybe he got some bad peanuts. Oh, they quit. I think they quit distributing them now. So,
well, then I received another email. This is from a trusted source, and I'd heard and seen this story in a few websites, but I hadn't taken the time to read it. Anyway, this comes from a friend in the know. the U.S. Northern Command, and this is Canadians, Americans, and Mexicans, are in UN uniforms. We have also been told that the changeover to the gold-backed money system is to happen on Wednesday, September 29th, thus the need for the troops in case of chaos. Have your cars filled with gas, a good supply of water and food to get you through the changeover. The troop deployment was verified by an admiral, and it was again confirmed that the troop deployment alert had actually happened. And then this person goes on to say that the admiral had been telling them for some time to get ready as something big is about to happen, meaning the United States is about to be tested and shaken by God right to its foundation. How it is going to happen, I don't know, but I believe something big is in the wind. End of the message. So if this is true, then these troops are going to be used to quell anger and disturbances as people try to get their money out of banks. The timing is rather precipitous because September 30th, which is Thursday, is the end of the fiscal year where they've got to have everything in order, congressionally speaking. So don't mean to put out fear or disinformation. From what I understand, troop movements have been seen and in UN uniforms. What in God's name is going on in this country? We've talked about this a number of times. Any comments you'd like to make, Dr. Mike?
Yeah, I think you're at the front edge of something that I've heard the same thing going on this week. Got pieces here and pieces there. I sent you that info thing from Boehner, Congressman Boehner. Excuse me, John Kasich. Yeah, running for governor here in Ohio. Yeah, he in fact got in front of a crowd of people and told them somewhat the same thing about the immediacy of the situation in Washington, D.C., but then that spread to all other parts of at least the United States. So that could be that could be accurate. And again, it's not to produce fear. It's in fact to give everyone at least a clear warning that we might be on the brink of something like this taking place. Everybody's been talking about the same thing. There's no question, you know, with the chaos that's already been stirred up by just so many things. It could very well be. So, again, you know, I don't think we need to go through the drill of do you do this and do that and make sure this and make sure that. Those people that, in fact, are determined to survive, as you said, a shaking to the foundation, the ones that are determined to survive, it's not a matter of getting your money out of the bank. It's a matter of just having your heart in the right condition. And really, what else can you do but pray? What else can you do but look in your own heart for where you're at in life?
Yes.
You'll find some way to survive.
Now, the link that was attached to that message has been disabled. Okay, so it's a page has not been found. Mistakes happen with links sometimes, but it seems rather interesting that that suddenly disappeared. Mm-hmm. I could suspect that there was something missing from it, but nevertheless, if we get any more information. Now I found another link, so maybe there was a problem with it, but it's basically the same message that I read. There was supposed to have been some follow-up or something. So anyway, there is something posted on YouTube as well in regard to that particular story. Nothing about the peanuts, as far as I can tell. Well, we had planned on talking about something which sort of transcends science and metaphysics and even people's religious convictions. And we're not singling out any particular religion, so don't expect me to be quoting scripture from the Bible or anything from the Quran or the Vedas and the Upanishads or any Buddhist text. That's not what we're going to talk about tonight. On last night's show, we had a caller from Idaho, Joe in Idaho, who was rather distraught about things that have occurred in his life and how to deal with them. He's listening to a lot of radio. He's certainly been affected by the geopolitical structure and the Justice Department in this country, who have taken away his children, destroyed his family. And this is a story that we've heard thousands of times now. Certainly during the 3+ years that I've been broadcasting this show. And I know you've heard this as well. And he was asking for some answers. I had Dr. Rott on the show last night, and basically we had been talking about this concept of operating from the heart and stepping out of the matrix and using our God-given gifts of discernment and our God-given gifts to be a part of the universe, not to be separated from it, certainly not by all of these mechanisms that are used or programs that are used to divide people amongst themselves and cause people to turn away from God because they don't they've lost their ability to connect with God. They can fervently pray and expect to see an answer to their prayer, but when they don't get an answer, they wonder if it's because they're not worthy of receiving the answer, as they're often told in their church or by those that prey upon them as middlemen of religions. And so we were going to talk about the process of connecting with the universe and what the true nature of the universe is. And it's multidimensional, so we can't expect everybody to grasp everything that we're going to talk about. Certainly, I don't profess to know everything about all of those dimensions, but I know that they exist. And I've seen in various times throughout my life where they do interact and where they do affect each other. And the life forms that come out of those dimensions are expressions of that consciousness. The answers that we're looking for are all directly related to us understanding our true nature, who we are, and how we connect with the creation. Because the creation is an ongoing process. It's not something that happened and it's old news. It's changing all the time. And we are participants in that. And we can affect it. Your thoughts on that, Dr. Mike, before we go into any great depth here?
No, what you had mentioned about different dimensions, but even Jesus Christ, in fact, was telling Mary Bethany that there are different, that things will occur on this plane, plane, as in other planes. So that affirms that there's more than just one plane of existence. And those are some of the things that you're trying to describe about consciousness and being able to detect more than just the plane that we're on. If I'm correct about that, and yes, hello to Joe if you're listening this evening. I was very touched as well by what he had to question, what he had to say, and I think that if we just had a bunch of answers for sale, I'd tell you step right up. But we don't. We don't have a bunch of answers for sale. It all comes within what you think in your heart, and put that together with a little knowledge, simple knowledge, knowledge that's been sort of hidden away because someone had predetermined that you didn't need that because things wouldn't turn out the way that we're being guided, the pathway we're being guided. You didn't need that. We're just here saying that we think you do need some of these things. You do need some of this knowledge to be able to travel a little bit more directly to a pathway that leads you somewhere where there's eternal life promised. It's promised. And we all will live on if, in fact, we have that in our heart. So as we believe it in our heart, so are we. To paraphrase something else that Jesus Christ had told his disciples and us through the Bible. Continue. I'm not a preacher. I'm a polymer chemist, and you trip up on that word, too.
I was thinking of three things at once. That's why I tripped on it. Once I stopped and started over again, I think I did all right. But I started to think chemtrail opposition researcher at the same time. You know, I was saying polymer chemist, and I was going to say polymer chemtrail, you know, so I
No, we can mix it up any way you want. And Don, I, as I've said before, I'm absolutely blessed by being able to be on your radio show, to be on Dr. Ott's show, to be on Foul Call's show, to be on the Power Hour show. I mean, I've been on so many. You know, I mean, Bo Shearer down on WLW. I've done that for years and years and years. Those are blessings. That's exactly the way I see them. Whatever I say is going to carry into somebody else's ear. And in fact, we're hoping that finds its way into its heart, if their heart, if in fact it is of good knowledge, if it's of knowledge that in fact expresses your faith in something. Don't believe us. We don't like the word believe. You and I have talked about that many times. But in this context, we're trying to describe something that has an unusual affinity and just the essence of somehow how it works, a little bit of how it works, how it leads into these exo-dimensions that, in fact, are all connective. We know they're there. We don't understand them because we've not been taught that those dimensions are there. As a matter of fact, it's been sacked into the boogeyman stuff and the astrologers and all of that stuff. And you know, that exists as well. But there are different pathways. So why not just follow, if you're natural, why don't you just follow a natural pathway? I'm just a polymer chemist, but I'll tell you that. It is what is natural that is important to this earth. And humans on this earth, we were created in God's image, and we were put on this earth for a specific reason. Yes, there is a specific reason, and it's just as individual as the sands on the beach. We're all put here for unknown reasons, but when you catch up with that, that's when, in fact, you'll know that there is these other places that are by design, by the Creator, places of eternal life. There's even an eternal sea, S-C-A. Yeah, I hope BP don't get to it first. There's eternal seas, and Jesus is the one that spoke about these things, not just something that was brought forward out of somebody, out of man's doctrine or dogma. whichever one you in fact believe. But they're all natural. It is all natural. It's the difference between natural magnetic and electromagnetic. If the word electro exists before that word magnetic, you know man has something to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's natural magnetic, that includes gravity. You can't get more natural than gravity.
Well, even in your profession as a polymer chemist, there are certain elements that you would not mix with other elements. They were never intended to be mixed, and when you do mix them, you get an adverse reaction of some sort, an explosion or some deadly gas that's emitted or created because it wouldn't be natural for those elements to come into contact with each other. So
you're tapping on things that I'm ready to just say, well, who the heck is this person? Yeah, if you take hexachlorocyclopentadiene, C56, and in fact mix it with paraquinone dioxime, I'll guarantee you, you'll get an explosion like you ain't never seen before, and it all is cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
The entire material turns into nitrosamines and polyacetonitrosamines, in fact, which are extremely deadly. I mean, just getting them on your skin, you're going to get cancer and you're going to die because it, in fact, infects the blood. So, yeah, you're exactly right. There's things that you just know intuitively from the chemical perspective. You don't mix this with that without, in fact, suffering these consequences. And there's so many things in life that's just a kind of an aberrant way of a polymer chemist saying, don't mix this with that and because here's what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But going beyond that a little bit, Don, and just there's things in this world that you, in fact, that are being done with electromagnetic, put it in a waveform, put it in radiation, put it in some form that in fact that has been used against mankind. Those weapons exist. We've spoke about them many a times. The chemtrails works in unison with them to some degree to manipulate weather, to control weather, to create drought, to do all sorts of things, to spin up hurricanes. This is a composition of electromagnetic waveform, which is mostly microwave, and it's in the frequency that because of the excitation of microwaves and what you can do with it. And then the other one is extreme low frequency, which involves a component of acoustics. And I don't want to continue that part there because I know who you are. So, anyways, yeah, I just wanted to make those points.
Well, it's not something that I own license to, so you're free to talk about it if you.
No, I know, but I am a respecter of your understanding of music and tone and things of that regard. So, well, what I'm saying is I don't profess to know all the things that you do about it. To be able to describe it or keep track of some scientific approach or measurements or something like that. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to make it very clear that all these things, in fact, are very simple. They do involve an acoustic tonal portion, but those, in fact, are being used against us humans as a weapon form. It was called it's called psychotronic weapons, and it's about the technology, the technologies that Brzezinski talked about, the era of the techno-something. I don't know. I just know that these weapons all exist, and they're deployed currently to manipulate and control humans in a continuous enslavement, which is occurring now. It's not like somebody just going to flip a switch on and the Gwen Towers are, in fact, are going to blank us all out. It could happen, but I believe that this is just a it is a very well quantum evil development of marketing prowess to, in fact, to enslave humans and eventually terminate them. But it goes through a process where somebody's going to make a lot of money off that first.
Mm-hmm. Well, going more toward the focal point of tonight's topic, I want to address the comment in a very general way that Joe made, and really he had a question. He basically said he was seeking to know the truth. It's about everything, because all these different things that are happening were affecting his life in a very negative way, and he doesn't feel that he necessarily did anything to cause that to happen or to deserve that to happen. What the things that he described, without going into all of it, you can imagine if you've lost your children, your family's fallen apart. I can't remember if he said he had lost his job. I think that was part of it. He was looking for answers. You know, what do I do? Where do I go for information that's going to empower me? That's what he was saying. Although he didn't exactly phrase it in that manner. In other words, what do I do to bring some sense of normality to my life, peace of mind, and a balance, we'll say. We know that evil exists all over the universe. It doesn't just exist here on Earth. And we know that evil is necessary to be the dichotomy of a free universe, a free will universe, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. God created the universe to be a free will universe, to give us never-ending choices. We can make choices as to what we will do with our lives, how we will approach the aspect of life from a more meaningful way than what we've been given. We're following instructions of someone who only is concerned about dumbing us down, poisoning us, making us sick so that we're dependent upon the various concoctions, the alchemical concoctions that they devise, which they call medicines. And everything that we experience somehow points to somebody making money at the other end of it. And so these decisions are constantly being made, and in recent times, within the past 9 years, 10 years, they've been made at lightning speed, because there is something else going on in the universe that these beings are aware of and are awakening as a result of being affected by those changes that are occurring, means that they have to revamp their plans. And they weren't counting on us being aware of what's going on and being able to confront it and being able to reclaim our power. So the answer that Joe was looking for is hidden within that statement. It's about reclaiming your power. Now, where does that power lie? Everyone sees it being outside of themselves, because everything else that is occurring in their life is happening to them by way of what is external to them. It's not happening inside their heart, yet they have been made to believe that it's happening inside their head. And therefore, if it's happening inside their head, it's happening to them. Why is that so? Because every other means of communicating those concepts to them is takes place or occurs via visual images, whether they're still pictures or movies, sounds, whether they're heard on a conscious level or they're subliminal, music, which has been bastardized, really, from the art form and has nothing to do with art anymore, by and large. There are still purists in the music business that insist on traditional music, the higher vibrations of music, being part of the experience of making and listening to music. There are those that will use it for nefarious purposes, and we have that manifested, especially in the younger people. In fact, it's always been done through the younger people, that they would accept what is outside the norm because it gives them a sense of being free, and at the same time, they're walking into a trap because they're not really understanding the depth of what they've been led to like or accept, because to not accept it meant that they weren't cool. To not accept it meant that they were rejected by their peers, whether they were just their schoolmates or their friends in the community or people that they would meet later on in life when they moved out into the professional world after having complied with an educational system that basically lied to them and hid many truths from them. And we have the same thing going on in religion. We have the same thing going on in education. We have the same thing going on in political affairs of the world. People are not told what is actually going on the planet. It's as though the knowledge of that is beyond their need to know or their pay scale, their pay grade. But all beings on the planet have a right to know what's going on and to be able to make a decision or a choice about whether or not they choose to participate in that. To be robbed of that God-given ability is to be enslaved. There's no other description for it. Let me put it that way. Do you want to comment on any of that, Mike?
Yeah, it's like treating humans like they treat certain animals in confined feedlots. It's the same exact principle until they get ready to get rid of them. So, yeah, I had a lot of thoughts while you were talking. I just kept thinking it's all in the realm of quantum evil. That's what it is. It's not just in a physicality, if you will. There are those evil elements that, in fact, are direct demonic possessions. And you've had other Jim Murray and so many more talking about this. So that in fact, that does happen. That does, in fact, happen. I understand it's relatively easy to be sucked in by some of these sayers of various forms. You just got to watch out for the one that really what they got there is just a pot full of purple Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
You got to be careful because there are those elements that are out there chronically. I believe, in fact, they're not exactly human. There's something else at work there.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, we've talked about this for the past couple of weeks now.
Right.
That doesn't mean that this doesn't play into the equation in any way, but we want to talk about empowering people. Now, if all these methods are devised to control people's consciousness, or to dumb them down, which limits their consciousness. Consciousness, by the way, can only be dumbed down or cut off by causing the entity, the person, the individual, to focus on things in a physical and a mental realm in disregard of the spirit. Okay? In fact, the beings that are doing this are devoid of spirit. And so they know very well that because they can't claim your soul and utilize it like you would utilize it, they would just as soon destroy it or possess it for some other purpose. Because it does have an essence. It does have light in it, and it does have power in it. And they may understand the process, but they have not qualified on a universal scale to be in that realm of consciousness. Consciousness doesn't necessarily equate to intelligence or technical prowess. So to use technologies and have them be replacements for spiritual qualities is sort of what would you call it? You know, it's like a magic trick. Okay.
You were speaking alchemist earlier.
Yeah. You know, it's a magic trick in a sense. And it's supported by the aspects of metaphysics that deal with power. The mechanisms of metaphysics are not labeled good and bad. It's how they're used, how they're applied that makes them be used for benevolent purposes or malevolent purposes. It's those that are applying the metaphysical principles to the action that are actually doing the evil deed. Metaphysics in and of itself is not that, okay? And metaphysics, whether anyone likes this or not, is an underlying principle in any religion that's founded in truth. Any religion that is absolutely founded in truth adheres to universal laws, and metaphysics is a set of universal laws. They're not understood by science. Science has tried to mimic them, tried to use them. Mind control is one aspect of using metaphysics in a nefarious way. There's nothing good about it. It doesn't develop consciousness. It's only when one is liberated that they actually are free to be to increase their consciousness or to raise their consciousness and frequency. So consciousness and intelligence are two different things. Yet, you know, to have consciousness and to not apply it in an intelligent manner is another sort of ignorance. So how do you stop one from being conscious if you're devising a plan to undermine the whole of the planet, the populace of the planet? How do you do that? You cut off the natural source to that information. And you want to talk about a separation? The religions that teach us that we are separated from God are lying to us. It's not God who has separated himself from us. It is those that are manipulating and forcing these programs upon everybody that are making a three-dimensional being into a two-dimensional being. Technically speaking, we are limitless spiritually. So to cut off our spiritual power is to basically paralyze us in that sense. And then to cause us to identify with the false self, the false mind, and make it emotional on top of it to mimic spirituality, and then cause it to be dependent on physicality, is the reverse of how we're made, and it's the opposite direction that we're intended to move through evolving beings in that sea of consciousness that you described. So
that's the trick right there.
Okay. I don't know if that's clear.
Yeah, that's the trick right there that gets you moving in the opposite direction of where you were going.
Yes. Now, I want to describe something, because you had made a pendant, which uses universal energy, and it's actually a positive energy. It's an orgone device, but we talked about putting a Mobius coil in that device, and just for shortness and brevity's sake on the show tonight, the Mobius coil is wound in a particular fashion so that energy is purified when it's in its presence. And it serves to protect an individual from some of the negative types of energy that are out there, especially electromagnetic energy. And by being in the proximity of a Mobius coil that is properly grounded, one can access higher levels of consciousness over time. It's not an instant thing that you put this pendant around your neck and you start having all kinds of experiences in super consciousness or cosmic consciousness. That's not exactly what occurs, but because you have to be ready for the changes. And so the device itself will even prepare you for that.
Seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Seasoned. It seasons wherever it's at. It seasons everything around it.
Yeah. Now, we discussed the concept of two opposing Mobius coils that open like vortices, each one being its own vortex pointing in a certain direction, having them facing each other in opposite directions to see what would happen. And I noticed just a never-ending series of events that occurred from the time that pendant was in my possession, and an increase in consciousness, and an increase in perceiving and discerning events, or almost to the point where I would think of something or think of someone, and the next day that person would write or call. And I hadn't thought of that person in years. And that's happened to me throughout my whole life. It's happened to many people who are listening to the show. Don't always know why those things happen, but we tune in because this vast sea of consciousness reflects our intentions and certainly our thoughts and our heart's desires. It's when we connect through the heart, which is really the aspect of life in the physical. Without your heart, you are not going to be alive. Your heart is pumping blood throughout your body, which permits oxygen to flow through your limbs and all your organs and keeps you alive. Your heart stops functioning, you die. It only makes sense that your heart, on another level, on a metaphysical level, the unseen spiritual energy that is in the universe is constantly moving through your heart. Whether you're aware of it or not is another story, but you can intend to make that connection. And some really interesting things happen when that occurs. Now, I want to give you a chance to comment on what we've said so far here, Mike. I don't want to do all the talking, but...
Okay.
Please do.
I just want to put into the mix there with anybody that has the questions, what kind of pendant did you make? I've done my own research. I've done it for years. I've met up with gentlemen like Dr. John Maluski down in New Mexico. And he was working with something called subtle energy. First place I heard it was from him, subtle energy. Didn't really say that I understood it because of all the things that I've done in this life as far as learning about them, and if they had some physicality, some way of measuring it, if they had some energy field day, if they had some reaction capabilities or potential, I would probably know something about it. But I didn't. So I began to learn. And when you want to learn something, you don't go ask somebody that, in fact, is going to sell you something. So I didn't take that route. I took a different route, and I found out a lot about something called magnetite, which is lodestone. And Dr. Maluski, in fact, had been harvesting this selectively for years, and I bought some from him. This material is just amazing. It's just natural lodestone, and it was formed back in probably somewhere around the Pliocene. I mean, very early on this earth as far as eras, and it comes from as a genase from a bacterium that existed way back then, and it excretes this material that in fact is a crystalline form of iron, Fe304 magnetite lodestone. During that process, it in fact records itself with the natural magnetic field that is upon the earth at that time, wherever it was at. These small magnetic fields are embedded in this material. It's just like iron, but it doesn't rust. It's not oxidative in that fashion. But I took and formed that into a crystal itself, and it just looked like black sand. That's all it is. And mixing it with a material that would form a crystal on its own, a sodium silicate, orthosodium silicate was reacted with a few things. And these materials, these other crystals, very small crystals, which I got from Dr. Dean Lloyd, Colorado, he sent those to me. And I formed these two Möbius coils in the fashion that Don Nikoloff told me to do it. I, in fact, counterwound them in opposition in their wind, but one was wound to the right and one was wound to the left. And embedding those in that crystal and the pendant, and of course they're covered, but in that region, in between those two crystal points. These were very, very small crystals, very unique crystals too, but they were the quartz variety. But that region that was in between those two is where I believe that there is a tapping of consciousness that goes through your heart, because this energy that is given off of this is radiant. I found out that magnetic energy, natural magnetic energy, has a very intense right spin, but it has an elliptical vortex. It's an elliptical vortex. It's not like a vortex that you would, in fact, find. Even a tornado has somewhat of an elliptical vortex. A hurricane's got more of a very concentric vortex. But this vortex is lazy, but it's very intense. It spins to the right. And in doing so, it encompasses everything in that area. If you've got these accumulators that I've constructed, and I give away the sketch to anybody that wants it, make your own, and made out a gribbing bowl of old pennies and magnetite and copper and a crystal. And the crystal, in fact, is the foci. That is, in fact, where this radiant energy from metal, and predominantly the magnetite lodestone, it's carried through the crystal. So actually, these are apertures, just like in a camera lens. These are apertures, but in fact, you have natural magnetic energy evolving from this in a very immense vortex, right spin vortex, and it goes up from the pendant up from these accumulators or whoever's got them assembled, and it does things that are almost unbelievable, such as neutralizes the weather as it's coming towards you. I didn't discover anything. I'm just repeating what Wilhelm Reich made an observation upon. I didn't discover anything. But it also goes into the ground. This natural magnetic energy is attracted to live wood. Live wood amplifies, it absolutely amplifies this form of radiated energy. And it goes down through the root system and into the ground. And I even have a thing that I've tested all across the world with people like Dr. Angie Miranda in the Philippines. And she says it is absolutely a valid observation to, in fact, to say that this increases the natural magnetic cohesion of the substratum, there preventing earthquakes. And she knows that that works because she's put these all over the Philippines, and they haven't had a major quake since these people had installed this in those areas that was always prone to earthquake. I know I kind of went off topic there, Don, but I give a basis of it.
Yeah, you know? In a sense you didn't, because, and we're not saying this is the answer, okay, but because there was a revelation that, or several revelations that came out of this device, and that was in contemplating and meditating on the concept of a vortex and the connection that I made with higher intelligence in a universal context. And it touches the heart, you see. It goes back to this concept of the heart. So we're not disregarding anything we said about the heart. I told Joe if he would visualize that when he was stating his intention, let's say he's in prayer or he's in meditation about a problem, he can focus on the problem and he can empathize with the problem, or he can merely go beyond outside the problem, because the problem is basically inside the matrix in a sense. Mm-hmm. Some aspect of it is trapped in the matrix. It's trapped in this artificial system, this belief system that's been designed for people to follow.
And it's a vacuum.
Yeah, there's not truth in it. It's using truth principles, but using them for nefarious purposes to control people beyond their will, beyond their God-given will, and their God-given sovereignty. So this is a method for acquiring one's sovereignty, recognizing it, and then attaining it. So I said if you could visualize everything in the universe interacting with itself, expanding and contracting, but mostly expanding, then every experience that you go through, every thought, every decision that you make, every choice you make, and every action thereupon affects the rest of the universe. And it's going to mirror back to you the results of those thoughts and those actions and your emotions, whether or not you're aware of it. The thing to become is aware, and that awareness takes place in the heart. Dr. Christopher Holmes has been a guest several times on the show and wrote a book about that very thing. And he transcends all the different world religions, because the true religions have a recurring theme, and that's that our connection to the Creator takes place from the heart. And he's absolutely correct about that. There's no other way to achieve that. Now, whether you want to acknowledge that it's God, or you want to do that through Jesus Christ or any other religious figure who is at the foundation of your religious convictions, that is your business. But the immutability of universal law still applies regardless. The commandments that God gave us apply, and there's a remarkable similarity from religion to religion as to what those commandments are. Is that by accident, or is that because they adhere to universal law? And I say it's because they adhere to universal law. Now, a person can find Christ in finding themselves, but if a person is lost and is not certain about who they are and what powers they actually have been bestowed from the time of their birth, they're going to be confused, and none of it's going to make any sense. They can pray till the cows come home, and their prayers won't be answered merely because they don't expect them to be answered. Because they're witnessing their needs and their desires in this matrix not being fulfilled, and it's by design that they're not fulfilled. So if you want to change the system, if you want to change this reality on this planet, you've got to first be able to change yourself. And maybe the change isn't as drastic as you think it is, because it can happen naturally just by you communing with the Creator and making it be a part of you, becoming conscious of it. You want to comment, Mike?
Yeah, if the word change bothers anybody, just insert the word reorganize. How about if you just reorganize yourself as opposed to change? Because many times change, in fact, is something that you expect to happen to you. But you expect it to be something that is presented. Everything else changes externally. Oh, but when you reorganize yourself, starting with your thought process and your heart, your heart, in fact, is where we, in fact, that's where Christ lives in my heart. There's where God, that is the temple of God and our bodies. And that temple is right there. That is the heart. That's the same one we've been talking about. And it's seeking things with your heart, not your mind. Your mind, in fact, has got very little to do with this, except you should protect it as much as you can.
Watch what you put into it.
You think that's a faux pas? Well, then just give me one good reason why you're still drinking tap water that's got fluoride in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or brushing your teeth that's still got fluoride in it. There's only one reason that fluoride is in there. That is, in fact, to plaque up your body eventually, in fact, impacting the pineal gland, and in fact creating this fluorosis that's in fact going to have the same symptoms as Alzheimer's. That's why we call it dumbing down. So why are we still drinking? Why are you still drinking fluorinated water? It's a simple question to maybe snap people into thinking, well, if I'm going to change, if I'm going to reorganize, then you got to do it with priority, because you got to protect your mind. If you don't protect your mind, you're going to be even more susceptible to these psychotronic weapons that they've got aimed at everybody through the Gwen Towers, through the HARP. They're all, in fact, going to harmonize to do the same thing. And that, in fact, completely break your confidence in yourself, make you think that you're worthless. Sound familiar? And that there are ways of deflecting that, and those are physical, and we can tell you some of those things. You can make them yourself. I haven't got a thing to sell you, but I do know that they work, because they physically, in fact, deflect some of these microwave forms and the extreme low frequency and the acoustic part of it. I studied dampening, super hydrodynamic dampening, a lot of acoustic waves back in a different life, it seems like, but in studying that, I found out there's certain properties that these polymers must have to be able to achieve that, like butyl rubber does it very, very uniquely. So there are ways of protecting your mind or your brain, whichever way you would like to look at it. But these are things that we do know enough about, Don, to understand them, because they are being used against us. If you think not, I again give you the fluorinated everything, fluorinated water. Just take that as an example. So please continue. I didn't mean to take that, but just so everyone understands that there's things that you can do right now, and you don't have to buy anything. Start reversing some of these things that you've been trained to do habitually. We've all been trained and indoctrinated on how to do things. That means how to think.
And not to question them. We've also been discouraged from...
Don't you dare get out of that box, or I'll kick your butt back in. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, working through the heart and recognizing it. And, you know, how do you go about that? You know, Dr. Holmes talked about it, about the importance of breathing. And he's right. It's important to breathe. And we're talking about conscious breathing. He recommends in his book, The Heart Doctrine, actual breathing exercises. But these have been mentioned in other places. Yoga, you learn to breathe. Martial arts, you learn to breathe. Swimming lessons, you learn how to breathe and how not to breathe. Learning to sing or learning to study music and play a wind instrument, you learn to breathe. So there are all kinds of methods that have already been established for showing proper breathing methods. And breath is life. Without breath, you're going to die. Without air in your lungs, without the oxygen flowing through your bloodstream, you will die. It's simple, but you can increase your ability to breathe and increase the state of your health as a consequence of proper breathing. Now, your outlook on the universe, it's all around you. The creator is in you. It's not, you don't have to go to some place up in the clouds to commune with God. It's merely stopping what you're doing and disconnecting yourself from all the duties that you're engaged in or all the distractions that you're engaged in and set about making that connection or recognizing the connection, because God never stops talking to you, but you stop listening. He always listens. Without fail. And if you doubt that, just consider the expanse of the universe. You know, I made a comment to you earlier today, Dr. Mike, when we were talking about this whole thing, and I said something to the effect that, you know, when you get to God, if you could travel from point A to point B and get to where God is, you still have point B to point A on the other side of God to contemplate. It's, you know, he's not at the end of the road. He's the center and the all of everything. And in that sense, we all are. We're told in all the religions, we're told that we're made in God's image. What does that mean? What does that mean? That we look like him, or that we are of the same essence? What do you think?
I think it is we have physical features that look like him. As far as being, well, then again, no one ever said that God was would walk. They in fact talked about Jesus walking, and I believe that in fact is the same. And Jesus said, God is the totality of all. So what you just said a moment ago, yes, it's the totality of everything, or all things, totality in everything. Going from point A to point B, and then you get to point B, well, you got to go from point A to point B. Sound like the government's involved in this somewhere. So... And that, in fact, ends up being a fractal. So, no, it's the totality of all things. And it centers at the heart. Having just that small amount of knowledge, just what you just said, that the thing about the universe and trying to go to a universal point in your mind to discern, well, I wonder where God's at in this place. You know, I wonder where heaven's at. We've all asked ourselves that question. Well, it's right here. It exists in a different dimension, but it's right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like hell. Hell, in fact, exists. It's right here. It exists in a different dimension. So if you believe in that one, then I'll assure you, you better be believing in that one. One is up and one is down.
Yeah.
And I was taught that, so.
Yeah. On last night's show and on a couple of previous shows during the past few weeks, I mentioned six virtues of the heart. Appreciation, forgiveness, understanding, compassion, valor, and humility. Not in any particular order, but that one could take any one of those concepts. Let's say if you were constantly being accused of being unappreciative of what's going on in your life, or if you feel bitter about what's going on in your life, maybe no one said anything, but you just feel bitter about everything. You try to apply the concept of appreciation for what you have, even for the experiences that you have that you wish you didn't have, because there's a reason you had them. And it's up to you to find out what those reasons are. We tend to look for other people to answer those questions for us, just like we look for other people to solve all of our problems for us. Many people are trapped in this matrix because they feel the government owes them something. And the government wants them to feel that way because then they get them to comply. They've done the same thing, subterfuging the sanctity of the churches by requiring them to comply with certain restrictions under the 501c3 doctrine that they're not to talk about certain things. And now where you have this dichotomy of separation of church and state, it's nothing further from the truth. The state is controlling the church. And therefore, the belief system, which is anti-God, it's the dichotomy of the creation. It's intended to destroy the creation. And their very incompetence in what they do in politics shows that they're unqualified to take on that responsibility outside of the first one that they have, and that's to serve the public, not to make the public its servants. So we have all these dichotomies going on. And you've got to be able to step outside the matrix and look for a solution outside the matrix. Stop looking back into the box to find the answer in the box. That's where the problems are. Get out, visualize yourself getting outside of a box. I did it that way. Excuse me. It worked. It worked for me, and it worked for a lot of other people. And you have to keep checking on it. You have to keep tabs on your progress. Forgiveness is a hard thing. It's a very hard thing to do.
It is.
Okay? And things are changing constantly. Don't expect that when you start applying this that everything stops all of a sudden, because when it stops, it's over. The universe is constantly changing, which... when you take that into consideration, somebody that promised you change during the last major election has given you change, but you're getting the short end of the stick kind of change. You're not getting the change you expected, and he was never required to define what that change would be. We should have all been demanding what that change would be. I certainly did my job to point out to people what it probably would be. And that's come to pass, hasn't it? In that regard.
And then some.
So what I'm saying here is, you know, and the word understanding, what does that mean? Understanding, accepting things at face value without really investigating what they are, what they mean, what's being said. What has been said, or understanding who you are. You know, That's part of self-discovery. All of these things, appreciation, forgiveness, understanding, compassion, valor, and humility, are all aspects of understanding yourself. When you understand yourself, then you can understand others as much as they're willing to allow themselves to be understood. When you exhibit compassion, you are going to create the universal consequences of that. Forget about what the other people are thinking or the other people are planning or say they're going to do. This is about you connecting with the Creator. And if you keep looking for justification or encouragement or even approval from everyone else, especially someone that's not on that path, you're not going to find it. They're going to drag you down. This system in the Matrix is all based on frequency control. How many times you're allowed to do something, when you're allowed to do it, for how long you're allowed to do it, and when you have to stop it. That's frequency control. I may have left out a couple of things there, but in essence, that's what's going on in frequency control. So, we're just about out of time here, Dr. Mike, but I wanted to give you a moment to make a closing comment, and you know, certainly we can pick this topic up again in the month of October.
Okay, let's do that. I'd like to continue. We've got something to share with people about. We've talked about this pendant. Now they can make their own, but what we're saying is there's something here because of its composition. And things that, in fact, are already known. So there are ways of, in fact, being able to improve your capability in that particular arena. And we're not going to hold any concerts or anything like that. But these are things that you can do so you can have a little bit of faith that there are things that God put in this world that are very natural as you can get, and that they're put here for us to find out how to use them. There's no moving parts. It's all based on the physical laws that currently exist. And so I've always been a proponent of seeking, because that's what I do. And when you start that process, you become somewhat fascinated or intrigued, if you will, or amazed. And that's what I've came about with this thing that I called the Nikoloff pendant, the Nikoloff effect pendant. And that's why I made it and gave it to you. I told you today, that was never mine. I just had to find some way of getting you to come down here. And you did, and I gave you your pendant that day. I made that for you, but it wasn't really mine, so that's why that pendant likes you so much. That's why it, in fact, seems to have its own song, if you will. But it allows you to learn. It allows you to learn things that you didn't know. That's where the part of the consciousness comes in. There are better pathways, and I think what you have there is just one, but you've got a key. It's a key that in fact allows you to traverse in further to looking for answers that in fact will help others. And that's the only reason that we're even talking about this, is because it can help others. It's not about the sign of the serpent. God won't come to you any faster, in fact, if you ask, if you just send money. I despise money, just like I despise the word technologies anymore. There was a time when, in fact, I was just like everyone else. I was just so in love with those things. Money, 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 money. Oh, just how wrong can we be in life about things?
Well, we were raised to think that way.
Yes, we were. Appreciate the show, Don.
I always say in closing, I've not noticed anywhere in the creation where the creator had a cash flow problem. And I'll leave it at that. Dr. Mike Castle, thanks for being on the show. We do have to say goodnight. So until the next time, you take care.
You too, sir, and blessings your way. Good night. Right.
Thank you. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Also, I'd like to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network and over at BBS Radio tonight on the sound, Don Newsom. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night when my special guest will be all the way from Argentina, Michael Salbucci. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.